A felony conviction can mean much more than time behind bars. It can make it harder to get a job, a place to live, and certain kinds of licenses. But some felony offenders may be eligible for a break, possibly knocking down their convictions. In 2014, California voters approved Proposition 47, which was intended to clear space in the state's overcrowded jails by reducing a half dozen nonviolent crimes to misdemeanors.
It was actually passed in part as a money-saving measure for the state, focused on jail overcrowding and the cost of incarceration issues. But the practical effect we're concerned about is that it reduced six what had been wobblers, meaning that they could be charged either as felonies or misdemeanors, to straight misdemeanors.
Marian Zawatsky is a law clerk and attorney with the Ventura County Public Defender's Office. She lists the six types of offenses covered by Proposition 47.
We're talking about five theft offenses: shoplifting, grand theft, receiving stolen property, forgery, or writing a bad check, where the amount at issue is less than $950, and then also personal use of most illegal drugs.
State officials say in the current fiscal year, there were about 2,000 less low-level inmates behind bars due to Proposition 47. They say it saved taxpayer dollars and freed space for more serious offenders. In the wake of the proposition's passage, public defenders' offices emphasized getting people who were eligible for reductions out from behind bars. Now the focus is on helping eligible people who want to get felony convictions reduced to misdemeanors. Zawatsky says it starts with an evaluation by the public defender's office to see if the person fits the legal requirements.
Once we file, the process has been taking about 6 to 7 weeks. Initially, of course, it has to be processed by the courthouse clerk staff. The DA's office will also review each and every application and petition and decide whether they oppose them for some reason. Maybe the crime isn't eligible or the person has something in their background that's a disqualifying offense. And then from there, it will go to the judge for an evaluation and an order, and then once again get processed and entered into our database from the clerk's office. And also, the reduction will be sent over to the Department of Justice to be reflected on their what's commonly known as a rap sheet.
Zawatsky is part of a team in the Ventura County Public Defender's Office focused on the felony conviction reduction program. In Santa Barbara County, similar services are being provided on request, but the County Public Defender's Office doesn't have funding for outreach efforts.
We're very diligent here about processing these cases and making sure that the ones that are sent back or request us are handled appropriately and properly. But there's also a lot of outreach we could do to people who don't know their rights and to help out, and certain reasons that I'm not quite sure of. As in other counties, this office wasn't given the extra help that it needed in terms of people to do this stuff.
Ken Clayman is Santa Barbara County's interim public defender. He says they're hoping to get funding for the effort in the next budget. Clayman says the proposition can help some people trying to improve their criminal records for things like job applications, but cautions it depends on the circumstances and won't work in all cases.
It's a little complicated, Lance. Sometimes it's hard to, unless a person is found not guilty or has a record expunged, unfortunately people are kind of stuck with the consequences.
Some law enforcement and DA's office officials are skeptical of Proposition 47's results and worry that long-term, taking away the threat of prison might lead to repeat offenders. Still, the number of people eligible on the Central and South Coast is in the tens of thousands. Ventura County officials say a record check shows they may have 20,000 residents who could have their offenses reduced. There is a deadline. People need to apply before November of 2017 to be considered for reduction. And those involved in administering the effort say people seeking relief need to do it in the county where they were convicted because that's where their records would be on file. The Ventura County Public Defender's Office is holding an open event this month so people can get information on their eligibility. You can find complete details on our website, kclu.org. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.